Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha here talking with Dr. Michael Grandillo. He was newly named the president of Madonna University. Dr. Grandillo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vanessa. It's a high pleasure. Thank you very much.
And I know you're a fan of Michigan because you're from here, and you're also a fan of the radio station here. So we're happy to have you come on. I read about your bio and your history, and what was it like to come back for you and take on this position at Madonna?
Well, being in the Midwest and being at Detroit, just being in Detroit at this time when it's so vibrant, and the comeback of Detroit really mirrors the Madonna values of human dignity, respect of all people, and appreciation of individual differences, and changing the people's lives through the power of education. So it's a great opportunity. We have great students, great faculty and staff, and we're in a community that we love and that relates.
Tell us a little bit, Dr. Grandillo, about the history of Madonna University.
Well, the Madonna University is unique in the sense that we're different by design because we were founded and owned by the Felician Sisters, which have changed America. In 1874, five sisters came across the Atlantic Ocean, a 24-day journey.
Wow.
By boat and by barge and on train and by foot, they made their way to Wisconsin. And then came here to Detroit 5 years later to build a ministry that's worldwide, that has 35 ministries, three colleges that we are a part of. And they brought these Franciscan values and trained the Polish immigrants first, and then nurses and teachers here at Madonna, and then now police chiefs and business people. And we have just had a big impact on southeastern Michigan, in particular, and the United States in general.
And so what is it like to be the first person named as a lay president of the school and its history?
Well, it's a great honor, it's a great privilege, and it has a lot of responsibility. I take it very seriously. I am here because of them, and my job is to promote their mission and to make sure it's here forever. I'm going to bring a little bit more of an external view of higher education, and they want that. But also, I wanted to be at a place that their values are firm. So it's a lot of responsibility. I had big shoes to fill with Sister Rosemarie and the long line of presidents, and I take that very seriously. And I take the job more seriously than myself. And I think that we have to empower people and multiply ourselves. The sisters came here knowing that they could not do this alone, so they had to multiply themselves and have other people help. So our graduates come from all types of background, very diverse. They come to us in all different social economic groups. So if we could change one life, we change one family's life, and then in turn the community's life. So that's what the sisters want, and that's what I want.
And so are they still very much involved, even though you're the first lay president for the school? Are the sisters still very much involved in the day-to-day academics of the school and in the administration of the school?
Yeah, especially in the spiritual life of the school. Sister Mary Ann reports to me, and she's my liturgical and spiritual director from the sisters. She handles all the liturgical events on campus. Nancy and I meet with the sisters at church every other Sunday, and we have breakfast with them, and I update them, and they come to all our events. And we have sisters working in nursing and in student affairs, and we have a center for Catholic studies and interfaith dialogue, which is led by Sister Nancy. So we're really living that mission, and I'm glad they're helping. They're so dedicated to the mission that Francis laid out for us. So we have to make sure that's alive in everybody's lives.
What would you say is the hallmarks of Madonna's education today? What are you known for?
Well, we're known for mixing the liberal arts and the liberal studies, and what it means to have Christian human values coupled with career prep and service learning. That's all hallmark. We have a strong liberal arts base. You're going to come out of here with a strong understanding of what it means to be an educated person. Some of our students, and many of them, want careers in nursing, criminal justice, business, aging studies, hospice care, things that we, and the serving professions. And I think that's really a hallmark. And I think our students come from everywhere and go everywhere. We have 28,000 alumni, and we have about 18,000 in Southeast Michigan. And they're changing people's lives through nursing and sign language studies, education, business and arts. If you have a nurse, if you go to have a nurse, it's a good possibility that if you go to a hospital, you're going to have a Madonna nurse. 3,000 nurses are serving in the community. 3,500 teachers are serving in Southeast Michigan. 72 police chiefs and fire chiefs throughout the state of Michigan. So I think it's very impressive that our people are in serving professions. They're doing what the sisters wanted them to do two centuries ago.
That's very impressive. That's very impressive to have the stamp of Madonna all over Southeast Michigan in the education and people really striving for greatness right here in serving Metro Detroit. And are the students coming from all over, Dr. Grandello? Are they from all over Southeast Michigan? Are they from other states? I mean, where are the demographics primarily?
Well, we are primarily from Southeast Michigan, but we represent about 20 states and about 17 foreign countries at any one time. We have a strong international focus. We have programs in China and in Dubai. We have programs we have students coming from Korea every year, and a good program in international studies and English as a second language. So we're teaching people in the community, too, about that do not speak English as a number one language to help them speak that. But we're looking to diversify our market area to even larger. We're the second largest Catholic school in Michigan and the second largest Franciscan school in the United States. I hope to expand our market area to about a 2.5-3 hour market area, because I think anybody who visits here and experience here wants to come here. So we just got to take our message to a wider audience.
I love the campus. You have a beautiful campus. And, you know, and speaking of the diversity of the school, I know that you have and are continuing to attract people from my community, which is the Chaldean community. Mm-hmm. You've been very good in engaging the community, and you have people who work there and go to school there. It's a demographic you're looking to engage more, I'm assuming?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the Chaldean community from past works. I'm very impressed with the Chaldean community here. They're very service-oriented. They believe in community. They're very tight-knit, like us Italians that I am. but like Hildil Betty, she's a member of faculty members. Mm-hmm. And the Chaldean community in Detroit, and Madonna in particular, have been very supportive. Tariq Dowd was a longtime trustee. We know the power of the Chaldean community in Detroit, and we really want their values to be attractive here. I think that the Chaldean community would like the family atmosphere here, the Catholic community. We're a Catholic school, but we want people to know we're a Catholic school, but we want to be attractive to all religions and all ethnic groups. We had a reception at the home last night for graduating seniors, and I think the room looked like Detroit. And that's what I really was happy with. It was very diverse. It looked like Detroit, and it reflected our values that we make it comfortable for people of all walks of life to experience an education. And today, I think you have the large state institutions, and you have these massive online courses. We're different by design. We still think that individual differences and individual attention make something special in an education experience.
And you talk about being Italian. I joke about that all the time. one of my closest friends is Teresa Tamio, and you know, we always compare our ethnicities, you know, that we're so similar to each other.
Right.
She being an Italian, and we're so similar with our families and our values and our belief system. So it's we relate a lot to each other. And I love the fact that the campus, you know, you walk on this campus and you kind of feel like you're right at home. I mean, there's a sense of community in the campus.
And yeah, I think what we really do well is that there's so many things going on every night. It's kind of a struggle to engage on all the great things that are happening. There'll be a lecture one place, an athletic event somewhere else, and just a study group and a religious experience. So there's something going on every night, and that's the struggle I have, is to experience all the good parts that really mean Madonna community And if you're not in community learning, you're not learning from others too. So we want to make sure that the professors are, we're learning from them. But I learn as much from students as I do from professors. And when we meet with students, we ask them, what do you need? What do you like? What do you like about Madonna? So we could emphasize that and fund it properly.
In terms of the education, we talked about the nursing and the business and the liberal arts. And does Madonna have a higher education master's program in anything today?
Yes, we have a master's degree. That's one of my graduate degrees was in that area. So we do have a master's in higher education that we just were meeting yesterday on to try to bring to a larger community. Interesting enough, higher education has become a very big part of the workforce, and we need trained leaders in higher education. So because it's so diverse today and it's so much different, the federal government, the state government, and the accrediting agencies are all constraints, some good, some bad, on higher education. You need to know how to negotiate that so you focus on serving students and not serving some bureaucratic law.
Yeah, exactly. Are you finding, and I'm sure the community and the students are speaking to you in terms of what other programs and degrees they're interested in today? And of course, with IT becoming really important and evolving, are you always looking to see what is the next program that we need to bring to Madonna University?
Right. We are, and we have a very strong social work program, and we just announced recently that we're having a master's of social work.
Oh.
And we have 29 people coming in the first class already, and we just announced it a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's impressive.
We're looking at doing more with aging studies. We're looking to do more with sign language education. We're looking to do more in political science and to make the connection of law and justice and government and history. So those areas are some ways we are working to expand. We have a good selection of majors. I don't think somebody would come here and not find something they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a vibrant graduate program. So, and we have a doctor and nurse practitioner program. So
oh, you
we
do?
A bachelor's degree to a doctorate in nursing. So,
oh, that's impressive. That's great.
And some of those nursing doctorates are our leaders in hospitals and areas today. So we take a second seat to none when it comes to the helping professions.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Grandillo. He's the president of Madonna University, a beautiful campus if you haven't seen it, right there in Livonia. Dr. Grandillo, I know you have a billboard campaign going on. Can you tell us about that?
Right. We wanted to start getting the word out. It's a very competitive marketplace in billboards in Southeast Michigan. I enjoy reading them too, and we have a billboard up right now that represents what we are. Our degrees change lives. I said that changing lives through the power of education is what the Madonna Spirit's about. You'll be hearing more about us. We'll do more marketing. We have a really good team that's going to bring our message to a larger mass, but it's really the essence that it's true. We do change people's lives, so it's pretty exciting that we're able to get that message out.
And Dr. Grandillo, for people listening here on It's Your Community this morning, you know, everybody identifies with universities or picks them because their personality or they feel connection. What do you think is the biggest attraction for students at Madonna when you go there and why they want to be at that campus?
Well, it's something bigger than themselves. The mission of the Franciscan sisters and the Felician sisters and the power of Francis makes us different by design. We have criminal justice. We do it with ethics of the Franciscan values. We have nursing. We do it with the ethics of the Felician sisters. The essence of a Madonna education is that it's contemporary. It's ready to go. You could get a job. But also, it's a community where you make friends for life, that you learn from others, and that you, that the concern of the faculty and staff is evident every day, and that's just not available today at too many places.
Let me ask you this. I know we talked about Madonna being a Catholic university. Obviously, you don't have to be Catholic going there. It's very diverse and welcomes diversity. But how does the education, how is it rooted in the Christian values and in what you're learning in the degree programs?
Well, I think that you take the premise that there's human dignity in every person, and that's rooted in throughout the curriculum, and it's talked about every day. Secondly, we have courses in religion, and we teach people about how world religions work together and where the values of the Catholic Church from the Franciscan point of view is very universal. So if you're a policeman, if you're a nurse, if you're a business leader, those ethics that you learn in the classroom permeate the Franciscan way of living, which is just the rule that Jesus Christ gave us, but it goes beyond that we see the dignity of people and that it makes the value-added education deeply rooted in these humanistic values. To be human, have humanistic values teaches us what it means to be human. And so when we're human and we view people human, we make better decisions.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Grandillo here on It's Your Community, the president of Madonna University, a Livonia-based campus, a beautiful campus you haven't visited. If people are listening, Dr. Grandillo, is there open houses? How can they find out more? Can they just go and visit the campus? How does it work?
Yeah, I think first go to our website. We're very excited that it's very accessible to all of us, that you can learn a lot about Madonna there. We like people to come and visit. Call our admissions office directly and make sure that you get a personal tour of the campus. If you want to help us with our mission, give us a call. Call the president's office if you need to. We're pretty excited that when we look at our people that visit campus, anybody who visits, we have a high yield rate. If you come and visit, we find a way for you to afford it. We find a way for you to experience it. And we find that if somebody visits, they attend. So please just set up a visit.
Mm-hmm. I actually had a friend who said that he was planning to go to a different college, and he just was driving by Madonna, and he drove up, and he said, I'm going to go check this out. And he never left.
Right.
Let me ask you this as well. I know, are you attracting, we talk about the diversity of the students and all is welcome at Madonna, but are you also attracting high school graduates along with maybe people who are thinking of second careers?
Right. We have a good mix between direct from high school and adult learners. So we're interested in doing more with direct from high school or high school graduates. We're emphasizing our student life, our residence life is being improved. Our athletic programs were expanded. We have men and women's lacrosse, men and women's bowling, and men and women's indoor and outdoor track, which is some activities that have attracted direct from high school students this year and hopefully in the future. We're starting a pep band. We hope to start debate teams and forensic programs. So those are the type of activities that I think students want to continue from high school are going to be very prominent here. And this internships and support services ensure those students' success. So I'm excited to say that when we look at the future of Madonna, I anticipate more students from high school, direct from high school, choosing to stay either in Michigan and stay close to home or come from places, Ohio, Illinois, the UP, Indiana. So we think that it's going to be more attractive without losing the adult learner that comes back for a second career or the single mother that needs a step up or that middle manager that's in a job, and if he doesn't get a master's degree, he's not going to be promoted. So we feel that we're working with a great deal of people all across the spectrum of higher education.
Now, for those who come in from out of state or a few hours away, is there on-campus housing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have over 300 rooms on campus right now. We hope to expand that to 800 maybe in the next 5 years. So we're excited that that's really it's a great atmosphere. As you know, the campus is beautiful. We have a very good food service, very good residence hall life, and there's a lot of activities for students to participate in. We're starting a student senate this year because I want to hear their voice and understand what they need and make them understand how to work in a situation that gives students a voice and works with the administration. So we're listening to students. I think that's our number one thing we should do. And they're excited about living on campus.
And you're also, Dr. Michael Grandillo, housed in one of the safest cities in the country. I mean, you really are.
Yeah, I mean, I think many, especially the Chaldean community, I know they want to make sure that it's more like home. And, and people choose colleges for safety, and I'm very proud that we have a very safe campus, and we have all the amenities of safety here that's important.
And it's very safe and very well-led city.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're, yeah, we're really impressed. I was really impressed with the leadership. Mm-hmm. The mayors, both the new mayor and the old mayor have been very cooperative and welcoming. Dan West at the Chamber of Commerce has been very welcoming.
Yeah, Dan's great.
Mm-hmm. And so we really feel that we couldn't be located in a better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a wonderful police department, wonderful chamber, wonderful mayor, a great city. And so I think that's a huge perk for people picking colleges, too, is that you know that your child, as a parent, you know your child is in a safe environment and getting a good education at the same time.
Right. It's very easy to say at Madonna.
Dr. Grandillo, what has your transition been like as the new president of Madonna so far?
Well, I've been very happy with the transition. Nancy and I, my wife, I definitely want to mention her. She's been very important in this transition. I really could not do it without her. We've had a lot of social events to get to know people and in the community. I've been on a listening tour for the most of the year. I'm trying to meet with each faculty member for 2 hours. We start with, tell me about your grandparents. Mm-hmm. And the first hour is just tell me about yourself and how you got to Madonna. And the next hour is what are the things we need to do at Madonna? What are some changes? Why do people come to Madonna? So we've met with over 60 faculty members so far, and we meet with every group on campus. I've been trying to meet with every group and ask those same questions. So the transition has been great. I've been left with a great school, so that makes it really interesting. It makes it really good to transition because there's not any big issues here because the sisters did such a great job. So it's just a time to reflect on what Madonna is, what our branding promise will be in the next couple years, and do that by including people. They're making their own decisions, and we're boiling those decisions down to the lowest level so they could write down what their vision for Madonna is, and it percolates up.
In general, and I know Madonna's doing really well, and the sisters left it in great shape, and you're taking it to the next level and in the new direct, you know, and continuing moving forward. But what challenges in general, just in general,
right,
do universities and higher education institutions have just today in the country?
Well, this is the most challenging time of higher education in the history. I'm a historian of higher education. That's my background. And there's no time in history that's been this challenging. One, you have the financial constraints of families today affording higher education. And then in the taxonomy of all different types of higher education, you have the great state schools. Michigan's strong education system makes challenges for Madonna even harder because you have three great big schools, Wayne State and the Michigan State and University of Michigan. And then you have the community college system, and you have fellow and sister schools in Southeast Michigan. So the demographics has changed. There's not as many 18-year-olds as there were. And so that's a big challenge. Plus the federal government and the state government has put a little more constraints on private schools today.
Mm-hmm.
When they make a decision on us having to do something, it's a lot easier for a big school to do it than it is for a smaller school to do it. So there's a lot of issues financially, but when you're different by design, you could win in that competitive environment.
Yeah,
we're not everything to all people. We don't want to be a University of Michigan. We don't want to be a community college. We are a private school owned by the sisters with their values, and we deliver that special education. So that is a niche that resonates with people and really makes a difference.
You definitely have a distinct brand. And, you know, and I'm very happy with my education, but I always said if I go for my PhD, I wish Madonna had a PhD program in communications. My husband would give me the look of death if I said that, because when I went through my master's, he thought I was crazy.
Well, we might have to think about that.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be great, because I'm just really impressed with the school. I love the school. I hear wonderful things about it. So any last words before we let you go here, Dr. Grindello, for our listeners?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, Vanessa, and the community and the general greater Detroit community and all the communities that you represent. We are a part of that. We want to be a part of it. We want the spirit of Francis to live in everybody's hearts and minds, and just understand that we're here to help, we're here to serve, and we take our service to the community and to the church very seriously.
Thank you so much for joining us. Madonna University President, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Any questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to me, Vanessa Denha. You do that by going to denhamedia.com, info@denhamedia.com. As always, I remind our listeners to connect, collaborate, and communicate with your community. Thanks for listening.
It's your community.